Long ago, a prophet named John had a vision. He was taken up to heaven, where he saw how God will get rid of evil and rescue those who love him. In our last episode, John watched as seven angels took seven bowls filled with God's anger and poured them out on the earth, punishing those who hurt God's people and cursed his name. Today, John has a front row seat for the final battle between God and his enemies. And he gets a sneak peek at a brand new earth, waiting for those who follow God till the end. John's revelation is the last book in the New Testament. But it's not the end of the story, because each of us has a part to play. God wants us to join him in making a new world by sharing the good news about Jesus and spreading hope and peace wherever we go. And in the end, God himself will come back. He will make his home with us forever, and he'll make everything right.
I saw heaven standing open. There in front of me was a white horse. Its rider is called Faithful and True. His eyes are like blazing fire. On his head are many crowns. A name is written on him that only he knows. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses. They were dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of the rider's mouth comes a sharp sword. On the robe of the rider and on his thigh he has this name written, Greatest King of all and the most powerful Lord of all. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth with their armies. They had gathered together to make war against the rider on the horse and his army. But the beast and the false prophet were captured. The false prophet had done miraculous signs for the beast. In this way, the false prophet had tricked those who had received the mark of the beast and had worshipped his statue. The beast and the false prophet were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. The rest of them were killed with the sword that came out of the rider's mouth. I saw an angel coming down out of heaven. He grabbed the dragon, that old serpent. The serpent is also called the devil or Satan. The angel put him in chains for 1,000 years. Then he threw him into the abyss. I saw thrones. Those who had been given authority to judge were sitting on them. I also saw the souls of those whose heads had been cut off because they had given witness for Jesus and because of God's word. They had not worshipped the beast or his statue. They had not received his mark on their foreheads or hands. They came to life and ruled with Christ for 1,000 years. Blessed and holy are those who take part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them. They will be priests of God and of Christ. They will rule with him for 1,000 years. When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be set free from his prison. He will go out to fool the nations. He will gather them from the four corners of the earth. Their troops are as many as the grains of sand on the seashore. They marched across the whole earth. They surrounded the place where God's people were camped. But fire came down from heaven and burned them up. The devil who fooled them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur. That is where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will all suffer day and night forever and ever. I saw a great white throne and the one who was sitting on it. I saw the dead, great and small, standing in front of the throne. Books were opened. Then another book was opened. It was the book of life. The dead were judged by what they had done. The things they had done were written in the books. Then death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were completely gone. I heard a loud voice from the throne. It said, Now God makes his home with people. He will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or sadness. There will be no more crying or pain. Things are no longer the way they used to be. He who was sitting on the throne said, I am making everything new. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. Anyone who is thirsty may drink from the spring of the water of life. It doesn't cost anything. Those who overcome will receive all this from me. I will be their God, and they will be my children. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke to me. The angel said, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. Then he carried me away in a vision. The Spirit took me to a huge high mountain. He showed me Jerusalem, the holy city. It was coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God. The city had a huge high wall with 12 gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. The wall of the city had 12 foundations. Written on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The city was laid out like a square. It was 1,400 miles long. It was as wide and high as it was long. The wall was made out of jasper. The city was made out of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of jewel. I didn't see a temple in the city. This was because the Lamb and the Lord God who rules over all are its temple. The city does not need the sun or moon to shine on it. God's glory is its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by the light of the city. The kings of the world will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut, because there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Only what is pure will enter it. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter the city. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life. It was as clear as crystal. It flowed from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed down the middle of the city's main street. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit. Its fruit was ripe every month. The leaves of the tree bring healing to the nations. There will no longer be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city. God's servants will serve him. They will see his face. His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun. The Lord God will give them light. They will rule forever and ever. The angel said to me, You can trust these words. They are true. The Lord is the God of the spirits of the prophets. He sent his angel to show those who serve him the things that must soon take place. Look! I am coming soon. I will reward each of you for what you have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes. They will have the right to come to the tree of life. They will be allowed to go through the gates into the city. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this witness for the churches. I am the root and the son of David. I am the bright morning star. The Holy Spirit and the bride say, Come. Let those who hear say, Come. Anyone who is thirsty should come. Anyone who wants to take the free gift of the water of life should do so. He who gives witness to these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.